welcome to this Wednesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Wall, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, it's only August, but the school buses are running and backing up traffic again around here, and it's just hard to believe that we're already back into that rat race of school in the fall.
Well, Dave, and I don't know about you, but I've got, well, you've got it like me, almost every level. I've got one in second, fifth, and of course our exchange student is in 10th, and then we have one headed back to college. So I've got just about all the bases covered for, the school thing.
Well, certainly college tuition is one of those topics that we get lots of emails, lots of questions about. How do I fund? What's the most effective way to fund my child's tuition? And rightly so. A recent MSNBC article showed that this year again, college tuitions rose an average of 6.6%, which is outstripping the increases in financial aid, and it's pushing students to have to borrow more money, and they're heading into a place that we often tell people not to go toward, and getting student loans if at all possible.
Well, it's a major source of concern for parents because costs are going up. Coming out of school with a lot of debt is continuing to be a very difficult, challenging problem. But, Dave, according to a study done by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, it's still very much a great return on your investment to get an education. Here's the numbers that they use. They use a high school degree as a baseline. If you're a high school graduate, your lifetime earnings will be about $1.4 million over your lifetime. So that's the baseline. If you drop out of high school, you can knock about $300,000 of lifetime earnings off that number. If you drop out before the ninth grade, you will lose about $500,000 from that number. So your earnings are definitely impacted by your education. Now, if you decide to go on and get an associate degree, you will add about $350,000 to your lifetime earnings. But get this, a doctoral degree will add about $2.5 million over what you would have earned with only a high school degree. Hmm. But if you go on to earn a professional degree, you'll earn about $3.7 million, a great return on the investment.
Well, Chuck, let's take the program. Let's talk about creative ways to pay for college education and give our listeners some ideas that they can employ, whether they have children entering college this year or maybe a decade from now. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley, and we are talking about college tuition and some ways to pay for that and the value of an advanced degree. Chuck, just before the break, you were going through a report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas showing a significant increase in lifetime earnings. And at the end, you mentioned that the most significant change between a high school degree and what you earn as a high school graduate is getting a professional degree. What is a professional degree?
Well, according to this study, Dave, you go up in lifetime earning potential for every level of education that you get. So an associate degree, you go up in lifetime earnings, bachelor's degree, master's degree, doctoral degree. But the highest in terms of return on investment for an education is to get a professional degree. And that's some type of degree that requires some licensing or professional designation by a governing body. And so, for instance, that would be something like architecture, law, medicine, engineering, dentistry, pharmaceutical, education. Those are professional's degree. Basically, it's education that emphasizes practical skills in preparation for a specific job. And those have the highest return on investment in for an education today.
And certainly those are typically the type of degrees that take a few extra years to complete.
Yes, they do. And they also require a certain level of giftedness in those areas in order to earn those degrees.
You know, Chuck, let's turn our attention towards the families that are either preparing to send a child to college, or maybe they have young children and they're considering how to get to college. We've obviously seen the benefit of getting a higher education, but there are a lot of hardships that go into getting from where they are today to that degree.
Well, Dave, you know, it is expensive and it is difficult. And in fact, I think there's other reasons to get an education besides just the financial return. And certainly the information justifies the cost. But I think that when you pursue higher education, you actually learn to learn. And that's a skill that pays dividends in many, many other areas of your life. And secondly, when you get a degree, when you actually go for further education, you demonstrate an ability to finish. And that's something that has huge value to an employer, no matter what you study. So don't just go for a degree for what the economic return is, but go to school to learn and to demonstrate that you can finish. I think that's what I tell my children all the time.
Sure.
That there's other reasons to get this education other than just getting slotted into a particular job. But let's talk about the cost, Dave, because that's where some people live with a great deal of fear. And they make all kinds of decisions in order to put their kids in the best schools. And oftentimes, they make some really poor decisions where the kids go to school, how they fund it, and they get themselves in a financial bind. So let's talk about some ways to really avoid that. The first way is to have a scholarship. Obviously, if you earn a scholarship, you are better off than if you have to go in and pay the full ride.
Sure.
But what some people, when they hear that word, they think of academic scholarships. And they go, well, that sounds nice, but my kid doesn't qualify. And I was fortunate that my kids took after their mother and they did get academic scholarships. They did very well with their academic scholarships. But there's a lot of other kind of scholarships, Dave. You know, there's scholarships based on just what you want to study, just a particular field where people are trying to recruit talented kids in those areas, and so they put out a scholarship for that. Maybe your heritage, possibly where your parents work, offer a scholarship. I know my kids were one of my children was Eagle Scout. There's an Eagle Scout scholarship for kids who earn that award. Just all kinds of ways, and you should really work very hard at finding scholarship money. There's a website called FinAid.org that really gives a lot of information on how to work at finding a good college scholarship.
Give us that website one more time.
FinAid. It's abbreviation for financial aid.
Okay.
FinAid.org.
Okay. Chuck, what's another way that you can avoid having to borrow money to pay for your education?
Well, I really like what Larry Burkett said, and he said this many, many times, that your degree is from the school you graduate from is what you'll be known for no matter how many years you go to that school. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he recommended that you go to community college or junior college and get all of your general basic stuff out of the way at the lowest possible cost, live at home, get the low-cost classes or get the basics out of the way the first 2 years, then transfer those credits into a larger, bigger school and earn your final degree from there.
It'll cut your
cost in half. I think that's a great strategy.
Yep, it's a very good strategy. You know, as you do that, then one of the things that makes it possible is you can really pay as you go. And that's an option that I think for most people, they feel like they can't do that because they might run out of money and then they'd have to start over again. But that's not necessarily the case.
Well, in fact, I believe there's some studies done, Dave, that shows that kids that work while they're going to school actually do better in school than those that don't work. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some exceptions to that, and it can be very difficult. And I think working as you go, paying as you go, is actually the wisest approach, and will certainly allow you to avoid incurring a lot of debt.
You know, Chuck, there's a whole other group of people that finished high school. They made the decision to go right into the workforce. They've perhaps been in there for several years, and they've kind of hit a cap of their earning potential, and they realize either their employer has recommended or they have done enough study to know if they were to go ahead and get a degree, it would bump up their earning potential like we saw in that report from the Federal Reserve Board. What are some ways to go about looking to pay for your education if you're already in the workforce?
Well, just it depends on what field you're in, but there are certain employers that help you go back to school and will reimburse you for your tuition costs because it's a benefit to them for continuing education or even to get graduate work done. And nursing is one of those fields. There's such a shortage in the nursing area right now that if you're going into the medical profession, possibly you can get hired by an employer in that space that will help you to either finish your degree or to continue your education as you go.
Yeah, we actually have two friends out on the West Coast that are doing that currently. They actually were employed elsewhere and earning low wage, and they had an opportunity to go into the nursing field. And both the husband and wife are going back and changing their profession, and they're doing it with the financial assistance of their employer.
Oh, that's great, Dave.
Well, Chuck, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll continue our discussion about some alternative ways to fund your child's college tuition. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. We're talking about college tuition and some alternative and creative ways of being able to cut those costs. And if you missed any portion of our first part of the program, you can always go to crown.org and listen to us online, or better yet, get a hold of our podcast, and we'll deliver Money Life right to your computer each day. You know, Chuck, we've been talking through some alternative ways to take advantage of college education, and as we learned through a study from the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, that there is a significant difference in lifetime earnings for those who do go ahead and get a college education, far outstripping the cost of that education. So it really is worthwhile to find a way to get that education.
Well, and of course, we believe that you ought to look for ways to do it without coming out on the other side with debt. And there are many, many ways to do that. We talked about some of those earlier. Certainly seeking scholarships, going to websites like finaid.org and finding all the possibilities for scholarships that are available today. Paying as you go, which would be possibly going working, paying right out of your pocket, going to a junior college or community college before you step up to the major university, and then working with an employer that possibly will reimburse you or give you tuition assistance for going to school. But another way is to consider going to school part-time, working full-time and going part-time. Mm-hmm. And you can do that with night classes. You can do it with going online mm-hmm. and getting quite a bit of that out of the way while you're working full-time. You know, my father was the first person in his entire family, and I look back at my family tree on his side. He was the first one on my father's side of the family. Let's just as far as back as I can go, that actually went to college. And he was from a large family, and he did it with the assistance of the GI Bill and working full time and having children at the same time. I don't know how he did it, but he got his degree, and it set our family on a totally different path because of his persistence to work full-time and to go to school part-time.
Well, it certainly can be done. Many, many people have done it.
Yes, they have, Dave.
What's another way that we can cut our costs?
Well, another way, and this is a way that I think families ought to really encourage their kids, and that's to take a full load every semester and to go year-round. If you go at it like it's a full-time job, forget all the summer breaks, forget all the kind of the five-year plan that we typically look at, then you can cut at least a half a semester or a full year out of the time that you'll be paying room and board and maybe living on campus and just get it over with. Go as hard and as fast as you can. And I think that's a good option to avoid the student debt.
Well, Chuck, you know, certainly we've got a number of people that listen on a regular basis who have younger children, whether they're in grade school or high school. What are some ways that we can begin to prep for college, back even as early as grade school or middle school?
Well, if you start in high school, you can take joint enrollment, where you take high school class that earns you college credits. If you homeschool, you can put your kids in the local community college, even as homeschool students, and have them earn college credits before they're ever even of age. I've known kids who've started their first year on a campus with almost a full year of credits behind them. In fact, my son Todd started the local community college when he was only 16. It was actually quite funny because there were 40 something students in this community class, and he was by far the youngest. The oldest were up there like in their 40s, and he just felt like he didn't know people went to school at that age. So Todd was enrolled in a community college. He was 16 years old, and he didn't know what the term walk a class meant. So the professor was late, exactly 10 minutes late, and the rule on campus was you could walk, meaning everybody could leave, and they would get an excused absence because the professor wasn't there. So a student, about a 19, 20-year-old student, stood up and said, "Let's walk. It's been 10 minutes." And all of these students marched out of class. And Todd was the only one that sat there in class waiting on the professor. And they got mad at him like he should, you know, he wasn't in the union or something. And so he came home to that day and said, "What is a walk? And why would people leave if we paid for the class? I wanted to have the class." And he ended up making the highest grade in the class as a 16-year-old student. So that's one way to get ahead of the curve.
Well, Chuck, that certainly is one way to get ahead of the curve. But, you know, not everybody believes that getting an education is going to improve your bottom line like we saw from the Federal Reserve Bank. In fact, we got a letter not long ago from a listener who wrote that she had gotten a bachelor's degree and went on and got a master's degree. So she did two of the most important steps. But she wrote after that, "However, I have been unable to earn a salary past $34,000. I have over $60,000 of student loan debt, $7,500 of credit card debt, and a salary that does not cover my expenses. My parents, without college degrees, had at my age earned more than I have. As a result, my parents also do not see the value of a college education as they help me out of financial dilemmas. As my dad said, it was your choice to go to college, and to them, apparently, it was a bad choice."
Well, Dave, that's a very tough letter, and one that I think helps us to really think through what we're doing. You know, it reinforces what we were saying earlier, that there is value in an education, but oftentimes it may not be the financial return on that education. Mm. There's value in learning to learn and learning to finish, and just those two things will always go with you no matter what you're doing. But she also made one of the mistakes that so many people make. and that the field where she earned her degree does not have a high income potential. So she went into a lot of debt, $60,000 of debt, $7,500 in credit card debt. And I think one of the things that's most frustrating to her is that she's still living in dependency on her parents after almost 9 years of being out of school, which that would frustrate the parents as well. So the problem isn't just that the problem really isn't that she got educated. The problem is she's living beyond her means, and she's still relying upon her parents for the funding of that education.
Chuck, I want you to hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's offer some advice to help this listener as well as others who may be in the same place. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that will help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Well, welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. If you're just joining us, we're talking today about college tuition, the value of higher education, and then some ways to go about getting some alternative methods of paying for education without borrowing the money. Chuck, before we went into the break, we were reading a letter from one of our listeners who has felt underemployed since she got both a bachelor's and a master's degree. And what advice would you have for someone in that spot?
Well, she not only feels underemployed, she's got a great deal of debt, a lot of financial pressure, and she's having to rely upon her parents still for financial assistance. So they're frustrated and she's frustrated. And she asks us to pray for her and help her to get unstuck. So that's a dilemma that nobody wants to end up in. And so many people do, Dave. And oftentimes when they get out of school, they don't really have a match between how much money they borrowed to get through school and what their income potential is going to be. And that's why you have to be so careful. And that's why the earlier part of this program, we're emphasizing some of the alternatives to stay out of debt when you get your education. But let's talk about how to get unstuck if you're underemployed. Once you get your foot in the door, once you're almost 10 years past your degree, your employability is more based on experience and contribution than your education, especially if you got a general degree like she did. And so my thought would be to seek the highest level of responsibility you could possibly seek within the company that has employed you. And go to your employer and say, I really want to advance. I want to do better. I feel like I can make a greater contribution. What responsibilities can I take on? What problems can I solve that will help the organization the most? Now, if you're not in an area where you're passionate, you're really not going to want to do that. So before you make that decision, decide, are you working in an area of passion, no matter what your degree was in, and move to that area of passion and seek greater responsibility, because the more responsibility you're willing to accept, typically it comes with higher earning potential. So I've seen people with very little education that take on huge responsibilities within organizations and rise to the top, not because of their education, but because of their willingness to solve problems and to try to make a difference. And what you find out is they really love what they do. And so sometimes we get blinded because we think we've got to stay within our area where we got educated. In fact, what we really need to do is to use that as a platform to move into our area of where we're really, really passionate. And one of the examples that I just met, Dave, was a guy who was a fishing guide. And here's this guy doing exactly what he loves to do every day, doing very, very well financially. And I asked him what his degree was in. He said, I'm a trained accountant. I'm a CPA, but it wasn't my passion. And now I leverage that to get to do what I do now, and I manage my money very well.
Well, Chuck, there's a lot more that we could say about this topic, but I would encourage our listeners to go to crown.org to find resources and tools that are there, not only to help them how to make wise decisions about college tuition, but also about managing their money, making it, and using it wisely. You've been listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. This is Dave Ball. Thanks for joining us.